Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 13 to 15. We are justified by our faith in God. We read in Genesis chapter 15 verses 4 to 6 like this. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come out from your own body shall be your heir." Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now towards heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Abraham is called the father of faith as he exemplifies a person who lived and walked by his faith in God. God had called Abraham to separate himself from his father's household and travel to an unknown land that God had promised him. Without asking for any clarifications or explanations, Abraham believed God's word and set out to the unknown, trusting that God will take care of him. When Abraham became old and naturally did not have strength to bear a child through his aged wife, God showed him the stars and asked him to number them. Then God gave him a promise that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Abraham believed God, and God honored his faith by giving him life and strength with a son in his old age. We read in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 12 like this. "Therefore from one man, who is Abraham, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore." The statement, "Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness," is mentioned three other times in the Bible. The first time, in Romans chapter 4, verses 3 and 10, it mentions that Abraham believed God when he was not circumcised as a sign of God's covenant. This is comparable to our salvation experience, where we believe God by faith and confess this faith with our mouth. The second time, in James chapter 2, verses 21 to 23, it mentions that Abraham displayed his faith by being willing to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice in obedience to God. Similarly, we should obey what God tells us by total surrender to His will. And third, in Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 and 8, it mentions about the great promise given to Abraham that all nations will be blessed through him. Similarly, we should be instruments used by God to bless other people through sharing the gospel of salvation with them. Let us understand that in our life journey, we walk by faith and not by sight. God sees our works of faith as we take Him at His word. Eventually, we are justified by our faith in God alone. As we read in Galatians chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, the words of Apostle Paul, "But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them."